Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action. April 3, Genesis chapter 14, verses 13 through 14. The Word of the Lord. A man who had escaped came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Anar, all of whom were allied with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. Good training involves basic instruction and delivery of a skill or tool followed by practice and coaching to develop greater effectiveness. I saw people around the globe grow in their ability to teach, lead, train, pastor, and coach others through this training model. Their effectiveness expanded across the board. Abram trained the men in his household. They were prepared and equipped when the need arose to enter battle and execute a rescue mission. Intentional training is essential to serve others. Who in your sphere of influence can you help develop? What training and development do you desire as you follow Jesus? Lord Jesus, you trained your disciples so they could develop other disciples. Help me to provide intentional training to those under my care. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.